Got breaking news to report. We just received a news release from the Utah Department of Transportation regarding a much anticipated decision about transportation in Little Cottonwood Canyon. I think this is going to be a controversial announcement. We're going to have UDOT on the line in just a matter of moments to give us some more information. But it looks to me, in reading the news release, Taylor, that we just got here at Broadcast House, that they are determined to go with the gondola.
Yes.
That there will be a gondola built in Little Cottonwood Canyon to get people from the base of Cottonwood Canyon up to Snowbird and out to ski resorts. If you're not familiar with the area, Little Cottonwood Canyon is on the very far east side of Salt Lake County.
Yeah, well, Debbie, based on how much traffic I've had to sit in every weekend morning during ski season over the last year, I can't imagine that there's anyone who is not very familiar with Little Cottonwood Canyon. Look, the traffic situation in Little Cottonwood Canyon has become, it's become unsustainable. There were multiple days this last ski season. It took me 5 hours to get up to Alta on a Saturday morning. We have to do something to address the traffic.
Josh Van Jura is project manager for the Little Cottonwood Canyon Study. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, Taylor.
Are you with the Utah Department of Transportation?
I am. I am the director of our Trails and Transit Group and also the project manager for the Little Cottonwood EIS for the Utah Department of Transportation.
And Josh, you are also the person at UDOT that over the last year, 2 years, read tens of thousands of individual public comments. You read all of them, Josh.
And I did. Over 50,000 in total over the course of the project.
There was some strong opposition, particularly amongst political leaders across Salt Lake County, Josh, against the gondola being built in Little Cottonwood Canyon. What prompted UDOT to make the decision to go ahead with the gondola?
So I think it's important to note that our plan is actually a three-phase plan. So phase one is to actually implement increased bus service in Little Cottonwood Canyon, and that'll involve building a mobility hub at the current gravel pit just north of Big Cottonwood. Again, increased bus service, bus stops at the ski resorts, and also tolling. So in SB2, as part of the 2023 legislative session, allocated $150 million to that effort. So again, I think the emphasis should really be is we're starting with the bus to start solving the current problems. But in the long term, we do believe that the gondola is the correct solution because it's a separate alignment and isn't prone to crashes or slide-offs, adverse weather, or just slow-moving vehicles.
Wow. Now, Josh, I want to ask about this mobility hub. You said that is just north of Big Cottonwood Canyon. Is that correct?
Correct. So we anticipate that that will be located at the current gravel pit.
Okay.
Just north of Big Cottonwood on the east side of Wasatch there.
And then what are the plans for the gondola base station near the mouth of Little Cottonwood Canyon? How will that connect to this Big Cottonwood Canyon mobility hub?
So the Big Cottonwood Mobility Hub will serve both Big and Little Cottonwood in the short-term phasing while we're utilizing the buses. We also anticipate that bus service from Little Cottonwood would run out of the 94 South and Highland Park and Ride that's currently there. And then once we transition to a gondola, the gravel pit mobility hub could be used exclusively for Big Cottonwood traffic, and then the parking structure at the gondola base station would serve Little Cottonwood. But again, that is farther down the road in phase three.
We have a developing story that we're talking about right now here at KSL News Radio. This just came into the newsroom just moments ago. We're speaking with the Utah Department of Transportation about the announcement that there will be a gondola constructed from the mouth of Little Cottonwood Canyon to the ski resorts at the top of the canyon. Of course, Snowbird, Alta ski resorts sit at the top of the canyon. Josh Van Jura with the Utah Department of Transportation is joining us now to walk us through how UDOT plans to roll this out. Josh, what's the timeline in terms of the beginning of construction and the end of construction on the gondola?
So that's a great question that unfortunately I cannot answer.
Is it a funding secret? Okay.
No. It's simply that providing funding for the project is, and that is also outside the scope of the project or the environmental impact statement. But we do have funding to implement the bus service that's in phase one today.
And how many additional buses will be riding up and down the canyon? And will they be electric?
So we do anticipate that the bus service will be 10 to 15 minute service. And that looking into cleaner alternatives is something now that we have a record of decision that we will be considering in whether it's a mix of different fuel types or one type exclusively. The record of decision does allow us to use any of those fuel types. So that's something we're going to begin looking at.
Josh, before we let you go, will this be funded, this gondola be funded by taxpayers?
So that's an excellent question. As I said, funding has not been identified, but there are three primary sources of funds for transportation projects. Of course, one is state funded. The other would be federally funded. And then the third option that Utah does have legislation approving would be public-private partnerships. Mm-hmm. So those are the three possible funding sources available.
Josh Vanjura with the Utah Department of Transportation, who's the project manager for the Little Cottonwood Canyon study. Thank you very much for helping us understand this decision that we just got, the Utah Department of Transportation just announced that the gondola will be built up Little Cottonwood Canyon. I'm sure there will be a lot of reaction from political leaders who opposed this project, Taylor.
Yes, most of that opposition, Debbie, was concentrated in Salt Lake County, particularly among Democratic officials. We know Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson has been vocal on this, other members of the council. However, Governor Cox and many of Utah's legislative leaders have been very much in favor of the gondola, and potentially that's where most or part of the funding would come from. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Does it come down on partisan lines? Clearly, it seems on paper, according to UDOT, to make sense. And we need to do something in Little Cottonwood Canyon.
Producers and reporters in our newsroom on our team tracking down reaction from our political leaders, from the Sandy mayor, hoping to get Mayor Z on the line, perhaps even Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson. I know she has the phone number to the show. We'll be reaching out to all of the political leaders throughout the next few hours, throughout the day here, to get their reaction, their response to this announcement.